Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome to Common Sensocrat. It is your host, Carrington Rowe, and I am here with the unsilent patriot herself, Ashley Kay. Welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself, tell us about your podcast, whatever you would like to plug.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And your name is very creative, by the way. I love Common Sensocrat.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I should have been a little more creative in coming up with my name, but it is what it is.
It's a great name. It's a great name.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Ashley. I am a podcast host of the Unsilent Patriot. And I got started doing that about a year ago, right after the whole election in 2020. And never had podcast training. Literally have no idea what I'm doing. But I'm doing my part to try to get people. My whole point of the podcast is to educate people, wake people up, and get people active in taking back our country. And so that's what I do.
You're doing a great job. You really are. And I listened to your podcast. Of course, your recent one with Sean Farish. He is a trip. I like him a lot. Of course, I started following him with Loud Majority out of Long Island, and I love that he was on your show, and that was a great episode. So guys, listen to her podcast. It is really, really good, and I really recommend it. Welcome to the program. Like I said, I'm really happy to have you on. I saw your video. I found you via Instagram, and that's how I discovered you, when you had your speech at that school board meeting. And yes, it's 4.5 minutes long, but I'm going to play a little bit of it, if you don't mind, for the audience to really listen, because this is good stuff. Let me just get here. Come on, audio. There we go.
I want to serve notice tonight that we were wrong. We're not asleep anymore. I'm in my notes here. In regards to the mask that we were here for the protest, there was also a comment made that night where someone on this board said they were afraid to unmask our children because the adult teachers may be too scared to show up to class. Really? I want to address by saying it is not up to our children to alleviate the fears of the teachers. That is not burden is not placed on our children. Our children come to school to learn and to be educated. I don't know where things got confused. But that is not how it works. The children are our future, and we need to start acting and teaching like it is. Patriotism has been taken out of schools and replaced with socialist and communist ideologies. You are confusing our children by pushing transgender ideology onto them, even though they are too young to even understand what that means. Why do we have to sexualize our children? It's very disturbing to me. We now have children who are pressured to question their God-given gender. And by the way, there are only two genders, according to the science. You are pushing abortion and Planned Parenthood on our children and telling them it is okay to murder innocent babies in the womb for women's health. This is only a drop in the bucket of what I feel is satanic ideology that you have been brainwashing our children with while we were asleep. But I'm here to tell you again tonight, we're not asleep anymore.
I'm going to stop right there. Because that right there, and I know you've said... I could play the whole thing because it was so incredible, but that specific part that you make in that clip, and you guys, again, follow her on Instagram under Unsilent Patriot. It's the full thing is on there. Is it the Unsilent Patriot or is it just Unsilent Patriot?
An imposter has Unsilent Patriot, so I had to put the
"the." Got it. So it's
not,
the.
I don't know who it is, but they're not as cool as me, but it does have the Unsilent Patriot.
See, there you go. So it is the.
Just kidding.
It's the Unsilent Patriot. So definitely follow her there to watch the full speech. But yes, that is a really big issue that we have and it's not just, and you're in Chattanooga, correct? Right now you're in Chattanooga, and I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. So that tells us right there, if it can happen in Chattanooga, if it can happen in Cincinnati, Ohio, it's going to happen. I mean, it's happening all over the United States, like rapid wildfire, which is very scary. But so before we continue on that subject, though, just to rewind, you're from California. What made you go to Chattanooga from California?
Politics.
I was going to say, is it the obvious for Gavin Newsom's?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom, the obvious reason. Yeah. I just got to the point where, and thank God I got out right before all the virus stuff.
Seriously.
Like, I moved here in December 19 and the world fell apart in February 20. So, but yeah, it was totally politics. I got to the point where I was so miserable just waking up there every day because everything is just so stupid there. It's not like you're living in America. When I got to Tennessee, actually when I crossed the California line into Arizona, I felt like I was back in America, and it was such a huge relief off of my shoulders. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I was dealing with panic attacks, and I was angry all the time, and it was really just turning me into a person that, I didn't want to be. And I encourage anyone, if you are in a situation like that and you need to make a move to better yourself so that you can give to others, do it. I promise you, you will not regret it. Go to a free state. I mean, we have our issues in Tennessee, but it's much better than California.
So much better. Yeah. I have an aunt in Franklin, Tennessee, outside of Nashville. And even she's saying it's starting to get a little communistic over there as well. Obviously not as much as California, but it's happening in spurts at different schools, districts, and all that stuff. And it's just scary. And yeah, like I fled from New York City back to Ohio, right? The first day of lockdowns. So I get it. It was like, bye-bye. I know where this is headed. And yeah, but I'm glad you did. Yeah, that's way earlier than I would have guessed. I would have left New York City for sure. But that's great that you did when you got out when you did. If I can talk today, that is. But yeah, that's really good. And so, and how long did you live in California?
From 94 until 2020. So however many years that is. I actually was born in Southeast Texas, and then we moved to California when I was 10 years old.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. So being in California, especially moving from Texas to California, and then seeing California go through its big downfall through those years, I'm sure was a very interesting time. But they've had their issues since the 60s. So they, especially with the college kids out there, they were just indoctrinating them from back in the 1960s. So, and that's a whole thing that's all in history and everything like that, if they teach the right history. And, that brings us back to the schools. So when you moved, let me ask you, how did you find out that the school district that you're in, was starting to do this with their children?
So as I stated in my speech, I don't have kids.
Right.
I'm not married. I'm not even married. I'm single and it's just me.
Yeah.
Started, so there's a group here in Tennessee called the Tennessee Neighbors for Liberty that got started pretty recently. And, they pretty much are getting, there's also Moms for Liberty here in Hamilton County.
Yep. Yep.
And so I have friends that knew about those groups, kind of introduced me to those groups, and they had been going and speaking at the school boards. And so even though I don't have children of my own, I have a niece and nephew that are still in California. And so I'm still very passionate about taking care of the kids of our generation. And so once I started, you know, educating myself on just what's going, I mean, it all started being educated with all the pedophilia and the sex trafficking and everything going on with the kids. But then when you find out that they're actually indoctrinating this in schools, like here in Chattanooga, we're in a red state. And so I started educating myself from the information that they were providing, documentation from the schools. And it's just a passion of mine because, like I said in my speech, the kids are our future. And, you know, that one of the board members made a comment when she replied to me, because I really got really made her mad. You could find that on my Instagram as well. I put her response there. But she basically made like a comment that sounded like I didn't have a right to be there because I don't have kids. She said, oh, you're here representing your friend's kids or whoever's kids. And it's like, no, I can care about kids. I'm a taxpaying member of this community, and these kids are going to grow up to be our next presidents, lawyers, pastors, congressmen, and I have to live in a country, and my family has to live in a country where these kids that you're indoctrinating are going to run, and so I absolutely have a say in that, and so that's how I kind of got started, and the whole point of my speech was kind of putting them on notice that, you know, we're not asleep anymore, and we're watching what you're doing, and if you don't, we're going to replace you. And that goes to every elected official, because I think it's time we stand up. It's been business as usual for them for a very long time, and we've been going about our life, and we trusted them, and we were wrong.
Oh, so, yeah.
We're awake now, and I'm involved in that and a lot of other stuff, but I refuse to let Tennessee turn into what I left in California.
Yeah, that's what I'm noticing a lot in the school boards as well, especially like with my, because I'm in, you know, Forest Hills School District in Cincinnati, Ohio. And yeah, same. No kids. No, like people always ask me, like, why are you getting involved? It's like, well, because no kids, who cares? Like, it's the fact that we care about the future of this country. This is, I mean, it's like, okay, well, we are where we are because of what our values we were taught growing up. So we have to do the same for them. That's how generations work. And that's what I had to tell one of the school board members, who I'm not a big fan of. But I told her, this was actually not even in the meeting. This is when I bumped into her at the protest. And I said that. I said, look, you're doing the kids a disservice when you put this kind of stuff in their ears. Like, oh, with CRT and CSE, they can make those decisions for themselves when they're an adult. Your job right now is to teach good values and teach the correct history. And that's it. None of the extra stuff. That's up to the parents. That's, I mean, I just... And I don't know where it came from. And I'm 30 years old. I mean, I'm a typical millennial up in here, and I'm telling you what's going on. And it's like, you know, and so is she, by the way. And so that was a good little thing. And I wish someone would tape that. They didn't, but that would have been a good thing for that to go viral for sure. Because right. It's like, come on, you know, it's the important thing. But yes, like what? I mean, with critical race theory, now, how are they, I have to ask you this, in your school district, how are they wording critical race theory in your district? Because the way ours is, they're just saying, oh, it's about diversity. It's about, we're teaching all of that, you know, to our kids and how to look at one another and really, and it's like, we have been doing that our entire lives. What are you really teaching? So have they said the same thing in your school district?
Yeah, it's pretty much diversity, inclusion, equity, all these new fancy words that they, mm-hmm. you know, they're pushing racism. It's a really racist doctrine that they're indoctrinating kids with, but they try to use fancy words just like they do with socialism. It's Democrat socialism. Mm-hmm. It's still socialism. So they try to wrap it up in a pretty package. But yeah, it's pretty much the same thing as what you're saying in your school area.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But, and then also, yeah, with when you said, you know, we gotta stop sexualizing our children, then there's a whole other issue also right there. Not only trying to divide us with racism, in a way, you're trying to divide within themselves. You're kind of making them, in a way, if you actually look at the CSE and look at the comprehensive sexual education they want to incorporate in there, you're kind of telling them, yeah, you must have sex like now. And you're 7. And also, yeah. And that opens up for abuse and all of that. And I also made that point. I said, that's going to open up a lot more can of worms that I don't even think you as a school board member realize. Like, that's the thing. I don't even think, do you think they get it? I don't think they do.
I think some do. I think some are awake to the corrupt agenda. Some may not.
Right.
But I mean, there's actually situations in schools here in Hamilton County and around the country where they're, as far as the transgender thing, they're actually putting pressure on young kids that if you don't say you're whatever the new demisexual or whatever the new sexual is for the day, mm-hmm. you're not in the in crowd. And so right. these kids feel like they need, you know how it is at that age?
Yeah.
You want to feel accepted. You want to be part of the in crowd. And so they don't even understand what they're talking about. And then you have idiot parents that go with it. Like, how many times when I was a little kid did I say, I'm a boy, or
yeah.
I'm a mermaid, or I'm a truck, or whatever. And like, what if my parents had said, okay, you're a mermaid, so let's dress you in mermaid, let's put you in the water, float you around. Like,
it's true.
It's the parents are freaking insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm standing up for their kids too, because what they're doing to their kids is child abuse. And for a parent to do that and put them on hormone blockers and all these things at such a young age.
Oh,
look, I'm 36. I still don't know who I am sometimes.
Oh yeah, same.
So if I'm 7 and I make a dumb statement while I'm playing, you know, I want to be a truck or something stupid. And then my parents say, oh, well, you're a truck now. Let's go get some, you know, axles and some wheels and stuff put on you. Like, let kids be kids. Why do we have to sexualize kids? Why do we have to, why? And this is another problem I have. I'm going to go on a tangent.
Please
here,
do. Really this tangent. Is your time. This is it. Go for it.
Why does, and it's always the left, right? Why mm-hmm. does the left always, they can't just have their little beliefs to themselves. They have to indoctrinate an entire school with their ideology. Like, if you want to teach your kids that they should hate themselves because they're white, if you want your kids to be confused of their gender, teach them that at home. Why do our kids have to be brainwashed with your stupidity and the whole entire school district has to cater to you? I'm sorry, but that's not okay. And neither side of political views should be taught in school. It should be basic math, English, science, history, spelling, reading, whatever they teach. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's teach real American history, but stop with all this ideology. You have to infiltrate the school system with your political ideology. You need to stop. Just teach kids. And you know, in Hamilton County, and here in Tennessee, they brag about how great our schools are. And they're so worried about all this indoctrination on kids. I believe, I may have this percentage wrong, but I'm pretty sure someone told me, one of the moms that's very into all this research, I believe the number is 34 or 35% of our high school graduates are graduating illiterate. But they're so worried about what gender they go by or whatever sexual thing they call themselves or teaching them critical race theory. I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable.
No.
We can't accept that as a society. What has gone wrong in our education system? And it's up to us to fight it. Those of us who are awake and have half a brain need to step up and fight this.
It's so true. And seriously,
I'll step off my soapbox now.
No, please. You can go on a soapbox as long as you want. I personally don't have a time limit on how, you know. Otherwise, I'll just be as bad as the social media censor police. I'll be just as bad as them. But that's such a good point. You see all of these statistics, and I even think, I forget where I saw this, but I also saw that, I think, Baltimore has the lowest GPA in the nation. And it's like, look at that track record. It's like, we got to focus on these things. These are very important things we need to focus on. I mean, it astounds me. And I think even in my school districts, I saw about, I mean, they're a little bit better than that percent, like maybe slightly, but still, that's a big problem. Huge problem. And it's, And it's up to us. You're right. It's absolutely up to us. We vote the school board members in. And that's exactly right. Remember, everybody, we vote them in. And we have the power. And out. Yeah, that's what I would say. And we have the power to take them out. End of story. It's our right, our absolute, amazing, God-given privilege that we have. Talk about white privilege. It's all color privilege, people. That we have to vote these people out. So, vote the right ones in. Make sure you vote the ones in that are actually anti all of this. That is the most important thing. And make sure they actually are and that they're not just saying that, because we've had that as well. Anyway, but let's actually move on to talk about, because this has been a recent issue, probably in a way bigger than the education system, which is scary, the vaccine requirements to get into buildings. I was already upset that people were requiring masks again. That I at least was like, that's your right. It's cool. Whatever you feel like you got to do. I don't agree with it, obviously, but I'm like, it's a mask. So whatever you got to do. The vaccine, I'm like, okay, this is where we all should be really fighting back and drawing the line here, because that's not only anti-American, that is also HIPAA violation. You're breaking all kinds of federal laws by, you have to show proof that you've been vaccinated. You have to show proof you've had a negative test or whatever. It's like, that's none of your business, business person. That's none of your business. Absolutely none. Now, have you seen, I saw your post about, was it, which winery was it? I saw your post about City Hill Winery. Was that it? City Hill? Was that the name of it?
City Winery in Nashville.
City Winery.
Across the country, so I'm assuming all their locations are doing the same thing.
Right, and it's Nashville, so I'm not even surprised by that with he's not as dictator mayor, but I assume he is anyway, so
still. He's not a good mayor.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's definitely not. But yeah, so, and I'm noticing especially the blue areas, like New York City is officially the first city to require it. And of course, you know, me fleeing from there, I do this, thank goodness I did, because can you imagine, I mean, I would just go insane by now if I had stayed there. But like, this is where businesses need to start fighting back and going, wait a minute. We're going to lose more business. We're going to lose more customers this way if we require it. And I think this is the time for businesses to say no. Like, absolutely. Like, this is the time where businesses need to say, hold up. Let's not do this. This is dumb. Like, no, we cannot do that. And what are you noticing in more business owners, at least in your area, shocked about this? Or are they kind of more just like, oh, well, let's not get involved and do this? Like, what are you noticing in your area or even beyond?
Well, so here in Chattanooga, we don't really have, that I know of, besides the University of Chattanooga, mm-hmm. University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, requiring that proof to enter.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, and as far as business owners, I haven't been here long enough to know a lot of business owners. I know that with the mask, they all jumped right in and collaborated. There was a few that were like, I do have to say this. They had the signs up, but most places I went never said anything to me because I didn't wear them.
Yes, same. Yeah.
So I do have to say that. But what I have noticed about Tennessee, and I think people are so complacent because it's always been a red state, is it's hard getting people to wake up enough to realize that you've got to say no, because if we don't, we're going to be like Cuba in a matter of, I would say, weeks, maybe a couple of months. Like, that's how close we are. So, and I don't know if you know who Robbie Starbuck is, but
oh, yeah.
On the show, we were talking, he's from Cuba.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that people say from Cuba, and it's his own family, and people that he knows from there, is they didn't stand up and fight on time, or they were worried about their business. They didn't want to lose friends. They worried about their education. And it's like, you know, my message to business owners is I understand it's stressful, right? Like, especially people who have kids, you got to take care of your kids. Thankfully, I just have me to worry about. I can disappear with my tent, and I can, if stuff gets really crazy, I'm into camping, I can survive.
Yeah.
But people who have kids and families and businesses, I get it, it's stressful, but if you don't take a stand, you're not going to have that business anymore, unfortunately. And so, I think it's a lot better here than California or New York.
For sure.
There are a lot more people like us, but getting people to speak up and say no, like your Ian Smith with Attila's Gym and different people like that. I haven't seen any of that here in Tennessee. But I do have to say that they may comply with signage and stuff just so they don't get shut down. But other than your big retailers like Whole Foods, Costco, REI, Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
no one else really ever said anything to me. I would hope that people would have said something to me, and I never got that lucky.
Oh, dang. Yeah, because it's like, oh, I know, because we want that. We want them to say something, because that's how things really get evolving, right? So we got to, but it's like, come on, you won't even comply to argue with me. Come on. But it's just, because in Cincinnati here, it's a good, like, I'd say, downtown obviously is really bad and corrupt and all that stuff. That's for sure. But as far as my area, like where the school district is, you have the majority who are like, no, we're not doing this, which thank goodness for that. I've seen a lot more people come around, and because I have asked people in my groups that I'm a part of, with like, you know, the Patriots Alliance and all these people that I'm a part of, the groups I'm a part of. And I've asked them, like, have you done anything? Are there petitions that I'm missing? Like, what's going on? We have to, and I'm like, and that actually, I did make a good point. I said, look, petitions are great, but now this is the time where they're pushing us to actually go to the places physically do the work, not just sit in front of our computer and sign our name to something and hope for the best. They ignore that now. They're breaking all of the rules. See, we get it. We get this. And I'm sure more people will hopefully wake up to this idea. And I know there are a lot more of us out there. A ton times 10 million, I'm sure, are out there that aren't, you know, out there yet. But they will. It's coming. I think the sad thing is we had to get to this point to get to this point where it's like, well, we didn't push it to the point this past time around with COVID. Now they're trying this Delta variant that, which I'm sure exists. Like, I'm not like, look, I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But now with everything that we know this past year, it's like, okay, well, now you're going to force the vaccine passports on us. You're going to actually try to force this thing. Cause that's, we know that's where it's headed. So if we don't stop it, even at the vaccine requirements, that's what I'm saying. I don't think petitions are going to mean nothing. I mean, it's, look how much they've broken rules so far. I mean, they're already breaking HIPAA. New York City is already breaking HIPAA law. Big time. I mean, this is where, and this is the argument I've been making with some, I've been having with some people, and I'm sure you've thought of this as well with the Supreme Court. This is going to get to the point where people are going to start suing the government more and more. And they're gonna go, well, we've lost business because of your vaccine requirements. New York, I have a feeling New York's when it officially kicks in, because it's not gonna happen until next month. I think that's when we're really gonna see a big wave of people going, I'm not getting as much business as I have since we've reopened everything. Why? Oh, maybe it's because I'm requiring the vaccine. Duh. You know? So it's, you know, but that's New York. They've always been complacent with a lot of stuff up there with any Democrat, you know, policy. I mean, it's just, it is. We've known that for years. They're going to do. In the words of Nancy Pelosi, they're going to do what they're going to do. Right.
Yeah.
So I always like to make fun of
Crazy
her.
Crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy. I always like to make fun of her with that line. Just, they're going to, people are going to do what they're going to do. Remember, like, with the whole Black Lives Matter thing? Oh, they're just, the people are going to do what they're going to do. It's like, okay.
She's just always drunk. She's always drunk.
I swear she takes a hit of something before she gets on that podium. And also
a little bit.
And then maybe 10 times more recently than she needs to, but that's just, you know, but watch, she's going to shut us down for that. But, no, I'm kidding. She better not. I'll fight back on Cap. I'll be happy to stand in front of Capitol Hill and go, I'm ready. Come on. No. Of course we can get to all that topic way later, but I also think she's in love with Donald Trump, but that's just me. But anyway, I think she's really obsessed with him. Like, I honestly picture her, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, and then we'll get back on track here, but I always picture her standing in front of the mirror pretending that Donald's in the room. Like, I really do. I have this fantasy of her that she's actually
checking
like,
her, checking
yeah,
her.
She's like, yeah, she's like, okay, how do I look? I'm going to be on camera today, so I got to make sure that I say something mean about Donald. Because she'll call him, actually, she probably calls him Don. Behind the scenes, she probably's like, hi, Don. And she's Don. Like, yeah, hi, Don. And she, like, does her whole thing. It's like, I'm going to be on camera now. Look at me. And then goes, oh, he's watching. I'm going to say something mean about him. Like, I swear that's what she does. And it's just, anyway. But back on the vaccine stuff, we just have to fight back on this. Because this is, they're literally putting it to where we have to now. Like, they want the revolution to start. Like, this, yep. I mean, they've been dreaming about this since the civil rights era. And you can tell who the people are that are into the civil rights movement here that were anti that. And they're showing that
right.
More than ever this year, or this past year. And, like, yep. You know, the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Maxine Waters and all those people that were very, you know, anti-civil rights movement. I mean, that's just who they were. They were the anti-civil rights.
As long as we keep complying, they're going to keep moving the goalposts.
That's exactly true.
Last year, they said if we wear the face pampers, or I call them sometimes face Kotex, if we wear those on our faces, that would fix it all, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and it didn't.
And that, we saw that happen.
It didn't work.
And we saw that happen.
It didn't work the first time around, so what makes us think it's going to work the second time around, or the third? There's always going to be a new variant. And so until we stop complying and just say no to all of it, they're going to keep doing it. And I do believe that, and I said this, and it was called a conspiracy theorist, that the masks were a test to get the vaccine, and the vaccine or a test for who knows what else in the future. Mm-hmm. But we failed miserably the first time around. All of last year, we failed.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just complied and didn't ask questions.
Hey, Common Sense-ocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what really scared me this past year. I have to say, that was one of the things that actually terrified me. And I'm sure you too. That everybody was just like, okay. I was like, where are we? Like when the mask mandates first hit, I was like, no way. This is like option. This is stupid. So of course, like right. You did, I walk into stores, and you know, I'd get yelled at, wear a mask, and I'm like, okay, because I mean, I had one. I'm not gonna lie, I had one just so I can just show it and go, I have it. Whatever, yeah. You know, pull the whatever and keep moving. And then when it got worse, I think in the summertime is when it really got worse for people to really get obsessed with the masks and really listen to, you know, CNN and MSDNC, as I like to call it, and all those places. And I just went, no. And then that's the thing too. I would look around and I asked this lady who was literally probably about our age. I mean, she was young. I mean, I looked at her and I said, why are you wearing that? And I was actually honest. I was in the grocery store. I said, why are you wearing that? Take it off. Take it off. She's like, oh, no. Like, no, we got to be very careful. And I said, I'm like less than 6 feet away from you. If you were that afraid of COVID, well, then you're in the wrong place because you got it by now. If I have it, you have it. So why are you here then if you're that scared? Just stay home and pick up your groceries in the back.
Right.
I mean, you know, I said, do you see how neurotic this is? And I'm saying, I hope I'm not insulting you. I don't want to insult you. That's not my intention. I'm just asking a question. And I think that was the moment where I started to become more and more apologetic about everything and kind of went, yep, I'm just going to say whatever I want now. I don't care. I'm done. I'm sure you were in the same boat. But it just scared me this past year how complacent everybody was with everything. And I just would look around and like, I know we all made the joke this past summer, like, is anyone living in the Twilight Zone? I know I am, you know, and it got insane. And that's what I'm nervous about now. And I actually went into Trader Joe's. Yesterday. I went into Trader Joe's yesterday. And of course, a lot of people weren't wearing masks. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm glad we're not back because of the Delta variant scare, you know. But I did see a lot more people than I thought wear masks. I saw about maybe 10 or so people. And I just was like, here we go again. We can't do this, guys. We can't. This is what they want. We can't do it. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, this is the time now. They've pushed us so far and we've let it happen. So they know they can do it again. At least they think they know they can do it again. So, hello, read my hat, everybody. Those watching the video, say no.
No.
Say no. But yeah, it's just crazy. But yeah, but what else is really like on your mind that's going on right now that you're kind of, that you're being kind of hopeful for? Like you're hopeful it doesn't happen or hope it does happen, et cetera, or, you know, vice versa.
My biggest hope right now is that people will get off their butts and get out and take back our freedom, because right now France and Australia and other countries are doing way more than Americans are doing. And it's honestly I have a push right now for August the 14th for people to get out and do rallies in their community. And it's not my rallies, it's your rally for your mm-hmm. freedom. We're having a rally. I just invited the whole country to join us to make a statement to our government that day. And you would be surprised at how hard it is to get conservatives out and doing something. And the excuses that I hear from people. And I understand in the sense that never in my lifetime did I think we would have to protest our own government. And it is very disturbing. And a lot of people don't know how to start, don't know where to start. They may feel scared to do it. I understand that. But what's going to be more scary is if we wake up in a communist country. And so I hope that we have it. I mean, we have more freedom than any country on the planet.
Yeah.
So we need to be acting like it. And if we would just rise up, you guys, they're terrified of us. The corrupt political establishment, both parties are terrified. That's why I could go on another tangent here, but that's why they try to keep us divided with all these identity politics and different things, is because if we are united as one body, as one family, as one American family, then we're going to be paying attention to the stuff that they're doing, all of their behind the scenes corruption. If we're fighting each other over racism, over, you know, all the things that they want us to fight each other over, we're going to be too busy fighting each other. And so I hope America realizes the urgency and stands up and gets involved. And like you said, signing petitions. Well, I've never seen a petition do anything. I've signed plenty of them in my lifetime. I've never seen anything come from one of them. But and people, and I believe in God, not anti-God when I say this. People talk about, you know, we need to pray. That's wonderful. We should all pray for our country. Absolutely. But mm-hmm. pray and then act.
Yes.
Just sitting around saying, I'm going to pray about it on Sunday. God gave us two hands and two feet and a mouth to speak and act and to fight for our freedom. And that's our God-given right to do. So that's what I hope. I do feel like we will take our country back. I don't think, and I have nothing to go off of but my gut here.
No, I don't think
the current illegitimate regime will be there 4 years. I really don't feel like that's going to happen. You know, people say different things about when Trump coming back or whatever. I don't know any of that, but I don't feel like this. Well, this can't continue for 4 years.
No.
Let's just put it that way. So no. I do feel very positive that we will come out of this now. Mm. On the other side of that, I don't feel like we'll stay out of it forever. I think that the evil will pop its head up again, and we'll,
oh, yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get past that in the future. But I do think that we will come out of this current situation, but it's going to take us standing up, because sitting around complaining online and complaining that it's unconstitutional and it's illegal, blah, 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 it is, but they're doing it.
Yeah. They're getting away with it.
So my hope is that people will realize the severity of the situation and put some action behind it and just get out and do something besides sitting at home and complaining.
Yeah, it's very true. And yeah, that's one of the things I'm hopeful for as well. Just for people to just get out, stay, just don't live in fear anymore. Just get out and get active, get involved. And you have to go local. I'm sick of people. I mean, it's great that you want to go national. I mean, that's fine, but we don't have to worry about national for at least another 4 years, guys. Like, you know, or three, I should say now 3 more years, or 3.5 more years, I should say, because it's like, well, we have 2024. That's the time that we should focus nationally. Yes, because that's the next presidential election. Now, of course, that's a whole other tangent that I will go on at another time, but right now is the time for 2022, stay local, and even 2021 with all of the school board elections coming up. That's key, because they want to have it within and spread out. It's already happening. So if we put a stop to it by voting in locally and get out the evil, got to take it out, because that's where they are. They're within the local communities. They're not. I mean, yeah, they're national, but we can take care of that at another time. But right now, between 2021 and 2022, this is it. I mean, otherwise, if we don't take back 22, like you said, it's going to be really hard to come back from that, because then people are probably going to start going, oh, well, could I have done something? Yeah, but you missed it. You missed it. And then you'll regret it for the rest of your life. So, and I actually said this in my episode yesterday. I was talking about that. Actually, it just came out today. Recorded it yesterday, came out today. But I said, if you don't do it now, I mean, then what do you have left to fight for? except just fighting people for food.
Well, if you're not going to do it now, when are you planning to fight?
If not now, when? Exactly. If not now, when? Because that is the biggest thing. And yeah, we got to take care of it. And New York City, you're the first big city to do the vaccine passports or the vaccine, well, passport train, I should say. Yeah, boo. Exactly. This is your opportunity, New York City especially, to fight back on this because we're eyeing you now. You're the first city to actually mandate it, dumb Blasio. You're the first city to mandate it. So good job, New York. Good job. Here we are. But to wrap, we're going to wrap up the show. But I'm going to ask you this. What are the top podcasts you're listening to right now?
You want honest truth?
Yeah.
I don't really have time to listen to podcasts.
Well, that's all right. Well, that's good.
I do listen to, occasionally when I have time, I listen to the X-22 report.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of that
I've
one.
Never heard of that
he
one.
The guy's name is Dave. He kind of breaks down everything happening logically. Now it's only his opinion.
Okay.
But I feel like his opinion is sensible and how he breaks it down and kind of like what's happening behind the scenes and that sort of thing. So I find that one interesting. But honestly, I've been spending so much time working on mine. I haven't really had time to consume anyone else's content.
I understand.
And I have so many friends who do podcasts and I feel bad every time I see them because I'm like, I've never listened to a bigger podcast.
It's okay.
I hope that doesn't come across bad, but we've been really consumed with trying to set up our freedom rallies and I'm trying, you know, I'm doing this full time. I'm giving everything to try to save our country. So I'm trying to think if that's really the only one I listened to recently.
Yeah. That's cool though. That's something. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, you know, we have to save our country, so it's okay if you don't listen to podcasts that much. It's really okay. I think we all can forgive you for that one. But that's good though, because it's true. And I'm actually shocked I have time to listen to other podcasts. I'm actually kind of surprised myself, to be honest, because yeah, I'm like you. I'm focusing all my time, and I did, because I'm an actress, singer, writer, director, producer, aside from the podcast, and I kind of just pushed that all to the side to focus on the podcast, going to local groups, doing all this stuff, and I'm like, well, if that's the risk I'm going to take, well, thank goodness I own my own production company. I can just come and go as I please with that, because it's my own, so if that means I don't work on anyone else's, well, then at least I'm working on the podcast and talking to amazing people like you and helping saving our country. And that has to be, because we're American first. So the other opportunities, well, they'll come if we're lucky, as long as we save our country. That's how the opportunities come. It's from being American and living in the home of, home of land of the free, home of the brave. That's where we are for now. And we have to be brave right now, especially. And I actually say this, if you get a chance during your podcast, whenever you're prepping, if you listen to my recent episode, I do say, hey, the founding fathers expect that from us. And they did risk their reputations and their lives to save the country from the British. So if they can do it, the only difference we have is technology. We can do it. Use your resources. Yep. That's it. If they don't censor us first. But of course, that's a whole other issue.
That's something else we got to fight, too.
No kidding. And then another thing. I already forgot what I was going to say. I got on that tangent. And the next thing. What are like the top, like, if I know you say you don't listen to podcasts, but do you watch any TV shows or anything right now? Are you at least doing that either? No. That's fine. Because I do.
Do you mean to tell you what I'm doing? This is honest truth. Okay.
I love it. Tell me.
So recently I did watch, what was that one on Netflix with the Queen? The Crown?
Yeah, The Crown. Yeah.
Okay. So I am caught up on that. I watched that a few months ago. But I don't really. This is probably going to sound stupid and arrogant, but it's true. I don't really make time to do things unless I'm learning something from it. Like, if I'm going to spend time watching something, it's going to be a YouTube tutorial because I have so much to learn how to do my podcast. So it's going to be how to use Photoshop to do graphics or how to build a website. Like, that's all the stuff I'm working on. I'm doing it all myself. And I have, like I said at the beginning, I have no idea what I'm doing. So I've been spending so much time doing that because I was going to school for graphic design. Well, now I can't because of tyranny. I'm choosing not to. So I'm having to take that education into my own hands. And so I really, just the past few weeks, been putting everything into not just my podcast, but working with our local groups and showing up at school board meetings and stuff like that to try to save our country. My original thing was, this is a whole different thing than what you asked me, but my original thing was when I left California, I started like a travel blog on YouTube. And I documented my entire move, and it's all about my hiking and my outdoor stuff. And that was my goal, was to have that blog and to do outdoor type stuff. Well, then COVID happened, and I kind of totally put a hold on that, because what I'm doing, I think that paved the way for me to do the podcast that I'm doing now, because what I'm doing now is more important, is fighting for my country. So as far as TV shows, I'm not trying to sound boring. I have watched The Crown. That's probably the most recent one that I've watched. I have watched a couple episodes lately of Manifest on Netflix.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that one, but it's really trippy. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I heard that.
It's one of those super far out shows, and it's so far out there. But then in 2021, with everything we're dealing with now, I'm like, this could actually be happening, though. So I'm kind of open to the fact that this weird stuff, like stuff that I would have been like 5 years ago, like, oh my God, that would never happen. Now I'm like, oh, anything is a possibility.
Right.
Because everything's so crazy. So I have half watched that while I'm doing other stuff, but I don't have cable or anything. So it's just, it's kind of like something I'll have on in the background while I'm doing other stuff.
Well, that's good. Well, that's something.
I change a lot of the stuff I consume.
Well, I think we all have done that, especially this past year. I feel like we're all very, a little more picky about what we watch, who we hang out with, everything. I mean, it's just crazy how much this whole thing has really turned everybody all around and really pay attention more to not only what you watch, but who you surround yourself with, I'm sure, I don't know about you, but I've definitely lost some friends this past year just with everything I've been doing. And I'm sure you've been doing, and I'm sure you've had that kind of battle going on, right?
Yes.
And that's it.
I'm very outspoken, as you know, and a lot of people just don't like my style because I don't really give two craps and I just say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are turned off by that, but I'm like, well, we've been nice and look where it's gotten us. So we need people that aren't afraid to be the bad guy and say it like it is. And that's just how I am and who I am. And so, yeah, it's unfortunate that it's come to that where you lose that. But then, I mean, it is what it is. Freedom is still more important. Maybe one day they'll thank me. If not, we'll have a free country and I'll enjoy a free country.
Yeah. We'll all end up enjoying it.
With no friends.
with a nice, with a nice, whatever your favorite drink is in your hand.
Coffee.
Oh, coffee. Excellent. Coffee.
A nice cup of coffee.
Yeah, same. I get that. Yeah, I have my coffee sitting right here, and it has Uncancelable on my.
I like that. Is that from Christian Walker?
Yes, I did buy it. Yeah. It's so great.
I just saw that he has a podcast, but I've never listened to it.
Yeah, it's Uncancelable.
If you want someone to consume your content, I'm the worst person because it's okay. I really just, I don't know.
It's all right.
Yeah. I will make an effort to listen to your podcast, though. That I promise you. And I will message you and tell you, hey, I just listened to this episode. This is what I think about it. I will put that on my to-do list.
Yes. Good. And plus, I think this would be cool because then maybe I could be on your show sometime, too, and then talk about more stuff going on.
Yeah, we can just shred all the stupidity.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's make a plan and you know, put that in the calendar sometime and we can have some fun. I know like invited myself on your show, but
that's okay.
But I love it. So, but yeah, because you do good work. You also do very good work. But all right, and then the last thing I'm going to ask you to do. Now, this is definitely going to put you on the spot. Because I like to end my show, and you'll hear it once you hear my podcast. I like to end my show with a quote. So what is your favorite quote? You can have more than one that you usually either tell yourself or that's just your favorite quote.
Wow, my favorite quote. I know a Bible verse that I refer to a lot is I can do all things through God who strengthens me, because a lot of things I'm doing right now are new to me and I'm learning as I go. So that's, I guess it's from the Bible. It's a quote. But actually a quote that's been on my mind a lot. It's funny that you asked that, because this past week, the quote, "Give me liberty or give me death," has been on my mind a lot. And I think it's just because of everything that we're going through. Like, I feel the pressure of like fighting for a country. Mm-hmm. I know those aren't exactly like exciting and funny quotes, but
oh no, I have serious and funny. Now. I love serious, funny, moving, whatever you got. I love them all. But that "give me liberty or give me death." Yeah. That is the classic one in America. So yeah. That is a good one. So everybody remember that quote, "Give me liberty or give me death." Cause that is very true.
And let's end on a dark note.
I mean, right now these are kind of dark times, but if I like to say to people, if I don't laugh, I'll cry. So that's the only way we can get through this with a little bit of dark humor, I guess. A little bit of dark humor.
I wouldn't say that's my favorite quote, but that one has actually been popping in my head a lot lately, just because I'm so determined to like do my part. So I wouldn't say it's a favorite quote. That's my favorite, one of my favorite Bible verses.
But yes, you're
that
right,
one has been in my head this past week. So it's funny that you asked that.
No, but those are good. Those two are really good. But yeah, there's so many. Yeah, there's so many good quotes out there. But one more time, plug your show, your social media for my audience.
So you can find me, my podcast is available all over, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and The Unsilent Patriot is the name of it. Put the because some other person comes up if you don't put the that's not me. My Instagram is at The Unsilent Patriot, so put the in front of that. I'm The Unsilent Patriot on Facebook. I'm also on Telegram. I think that one is just Unsilent Patriot without the. I'm trying to really build Telegram because at any moment in time, I could be zapped off of all the other channels. I have a YouTube as well under the same thing. I don't really get a lot of interaction on there because they censor me so heavily, but Instagram and Facebook are my bigger platforms. And then anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Sweet. Have you tried Rumble at all?
So I do have a Rumble channel. Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not user-friendly to me, and I do have some videos up on there, but I absolutely hate dealing with that platform, and so I don't keep it current. I know it's no censorship, and I know, like, Right Side Broadcasting does really well on there and stuff, mm-hmm. but maybe it's me. I've had a really, like, I have videos that I tried to upload 2 months ago that still stay pending, and they haven't put them up yet, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, I have a couple as well. Like, I think maybe it's like a tech thing they're working on. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm with you. Like, I don't use it that often because I use the other ones. So I'm the same way, but it's okay. But thank you for being on my show. It was such a pleasure having you on. And yes, go follow her. And August 14th, of course, that'll be all over her social media as well. But definitely, definitely get your peeps together because we got to focus local, y'all. We got to do it. Don't stop now. Let's just say the fire's burning right now. This is it. This is the chance, everybody. So definitely, definitely get your friends together. Get people together. Even if you disagree with them, I don't care. This is the time where we all have to unite and we got to do it now. So do it and follow Ashley Kay on her social media. The Unsilent Patriot. Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.